here is that alcoholism is primary, permanent, and progressive. And it's, when I say it's primary, underneath everything that's going on, that is the problem. And it is permanent. It doesn't go away. You can't wash it off with Ajax or go and have therapy and make it better. It's like Clancy would say, it's like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic to do that. And it is progressive. It gets worse, never better. I have proven that in my own life. Prior to getting to you, I had some periods of time when I didn't drink. One period for 3 years and one for about four. And I got worse in those periods, not better. So I am actually, I'm afraid it's not the sugar. I actually am nervous. And the light is really helping a lot. And that's not a very good picture of me, actually, at all. That is a much older guy. I talked to somebody on the plane today. He was about my age, and I said, all of us grow this thing. He said, yes, a goatee hides a multitude of chins. And, well, good point. Mine's the jowls, you know. I don't like that at all. And I think I like. Now I know why Steve kept buttoning his coat. Well, heck, if God doesn't show up, this is going to be a long hour. He usually does, in spite of me, and I'm really grateful for that. I love Alcoholics Anonymous. I really do. I've been given the gift of sobriety on February the 18th, 1981. And I'm somewhat emotional from time to time, and I try not to be. I think after 27 years of walking with you, I ought to be able to just relax and kind of look at things objectively. But I can talk about my past or this disease or my family and the recovery that I've witnessed in you, and it can bring me to a point of deep emotion. And it's just amazing to me that the gift of sobriety is just as valuable and just as meaningful to me right now as it was the moment that I discovered that I wasn't going to have to take a drink that next day. And that's pretty incredible, because I'm not a guy who typically hangs with anything. You know, I'm in the big book, it talks about all of the things that we do in order to avoid ourselves, you know, taking a trip, not taking a trip. And like Clancy, I'm a guy who never not took a trip. I always left. I felt agitated and out of sorts when I was, from the time I can remember. My mom was 14 years old when she married my dad. I know you hear about, you know, right now in Texas we've got a little issue going on, as you may. Besides bringing you George Bush, we now have that. And no, I didn't personally give him to you. He's, but anyway, we had all those 400 kids and the child bride. My mom was 14 on. Married my dad, who was 19, on Valentine's Day, 1944. And they have been together ever since. Now, that's pretty amazing, especially when you consider that their oldest son they had about 16 months later, which is me. And we just grew up together. My dad was went off into the Navy. He was out in the Pacific fighting battles against the Japanese. And it was, you know, he saw things that were difficult. Not things that war shows you things and sides of yourself that you don't want to see. And my dad came back from the Pacific with lots of turmoil, and he was angry, and he drank to dissipate his feelings. My dad's not an alcoholic. that he just was going through a really rough time, and he turned to booze, and he, you know, and he